WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Molly Maids, a clean you can trust. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The reorganization continues at College Station City Hall. Police Chief Jeff Capps was named Wednesday as an assistant city manager. Assistant Chief Scott McCullum was named interim chief when Capps begins his new duties June 30th. City Manager Kelly Templin says Capps takes over for Kathy Merrill, who retired last month. Capps, who's been with the CSPD since 1993, will become responsible for the police and fire departments, along with emergency operations, human resources, community services, and intergovernmental relations. The 21st Annual Bryan Rotary Club Newman 10 Awards for Small Businesses based in the Brazos Valley were announced Wednesday. The winner, with the sales growth over the last 3 years of nearly 450%, was Schaefer Custom Homes. The keynote speaker, Bryan native Randy Hale, leads the Houston-based Rock Hill Capital Group. For as long as he could remember, Hale wanted his own business.
Whether I was picking dewberries across the street from Lester's department store and selling them door-to-door in my neighborhood, or my Houston Post paper route, I never could get the Eagle, I always had the Post, or my lawn mowing business that I inherited from my older brother, but in the back of the room. I've always wanted to run something. Over the past 20 years, I've been fortunate enough to be involved in starting a few businesses and investing alongside a bunch of successful entrepreneurs.
The complete winner's list is online at WTAW.com. Bryan police are looking for suspects in two gun-related incidents from Tuesday night. Officer Kelly McKeithen says no one was injured and nothing was taken during an attempted armed robbery at Woody's on South College.
A Hispanic male who had his face covered to try to hide his identity walked into the store with a firearm, saw the clerk, and then turned around and left.
20 minutes before that was gunfire near the roundabout at College Main and Old College. McKeithen says a 21-year-old victim ran when officers arrived. When he was caught, officers discovered the man had been shot. He was hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. Police found drugs on the victim and also found a handgun during a search of the area. Online at WTAW.com are suspect descriptions from both cases. The list of those surprised by the primary election defeat of House Majority Leader Eric Cantor is long. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan suspects one reason is Cantor not visiting his district enough due to his leadership responsibilities.
When you become a member of leadership in the House, you wind up running all over the country to help other candidates get elected or to raise money or to recruit new candidates to run against incumbents. And as a result, sometimes you pay less attention to the folks back home in your district, and they're the ones that elect you, not the national audience.
Flores also says voters were influenced by national talk show hosts who got involved in that race in the last couple of weeks. WTAW News Time is 6:08. It's 78 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Molly Maids, a clean you can trust. We'll have more news at 6:30 or on our website at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Molly Maid would like to remind everyone that it is best of the Brazos time. Put the most trusted name in professional home cleaning to work for you. The cleaning pros at Molly Maid will clean your home, leaving you plenty of time to cast votes for all your favorites. Taking care of America's homes for more than 30 years. Call Molly Maid today. 693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com. And don't forget to vote for your best of the Brazos.
Good morning, it's 6:09. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer, that's Norman G. Tractor, voted best in the Brazos 12 straight years. Here we go.
Some showers have already started firing up across central and northern Texas, some thunderstorms as well. All of this tracking south and east. We'll see when it gets here. Partly sunny today, 90 to 95. There is the risk of a storm before the day is over. Better chance for some showers and storms tonight, however, 75. Sun and clouds tomorrow, the risk of a shower or a thunderstorm, 90. Partly cloudy, 75 tomorrow night. Sunshine on Saturday, the high Saturday close to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. It is a sports fan's dream today. The U.S. Open starts at Pinehurst. Game 4 of the NBA Finals. The Game 5 of the NHL was last night, and the World Cup starts in Brazil. All that and more, we'll have it coming up for you in sports at about 6:50.
You know, it's a bit breezy out there this morning. And as far as looking at the radar, there's nothing near here right now. The nearest stuff is really all the way out in Goldthwaite. Way out there, Cross Plains. That's a long way. That's probably 75 miles northwest of Waco. So anyhow, we'll see what happens. That's the the nearest rain I can find right now. But they're telling us a 50-50 chance of showers for tonight. Winds right now to the south are about 12 miles an hour. So that's kind of what we're feeling out there. So an Australian whose wife cheated on him with one of his best friends has put her wedding dress on sale with a little scathing online ad to go along with it. The 32-year-old describes the dress as, quote, a proven track record of producing an adulterous, deceitful, double-crossing, and traitorous soulmate.
Sold!
Yeah. Since being posted online, the ad has already racked up about 200,000 visits and attracted bids of hundreds of dollars. The ad begins, due to be married soon? Not planning on staying faithful? Well, here you go. This dress is guaranteed to provide you with approximately 2 years of reasonable wedded mediocrity. Before the complete and utter disintegration of your relationship due to extramarital promiscuity. Anyway, doesn't say what the current bid is. We'll go in and watch that for you today, I guess. So later on this morning, pot might make you a worse driver than alcohol does. Just saying. And, you know, once again, as we've discussed, we pretty much got a legal limit on that alcohol thing.
Mm-hmm.
That other stuff is a little bit different.
Yeah.
You know, don't know exactly how that's all going to play out. But, yeah, we'll investigate that this morning.
It's going to be a good.
And see what else might happen.
Maybe they can do a little Doritos dangle. Just wave a chip in front of you and see how far you lean in.
Oh.
Info. It's a full 10 degrees. This guy's all wasted.
I could just see that, the Dorito dip?
The Dorito dangle?
Yeah, the Dorito dangle, yeah. Put that in the police report. Is that the PC statement here? Okay.
How'd you get caught? Damn Doritos.
Yeah, really.
There's a new lender in town with familiar faces. Brazos County Bank is open in Bryan at 4282 Boonville Road in Suite 200. President Lance Lindsay and Vice President Scott Henniger are heading up Brazos County Bank, and they're both longtime residents and experienced bankers from the Bryan College Station area. Brazos County Bank is a division of First National Bank of Huntsville. For over 120 years, they've had the pleasure of serving their customers throughout East Texas. Their longstanding tradition of excellence and customer service and stability, combined with their solid reputation, means they can provide competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. Customer relationships are what they do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let them be your lender. Contact Brazos County Bank, 979-776-3088, and experience what solid local community banking can do for you. Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's 6:13, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Here we go. It's the, this would be day, I got it here someplace. I don't know what I did with it. Don't worry. Oh, here we go. It's day 163. 202 of them to go. So we'll be celebrating today Superman Day. It's National Peanut Butter Cookie Day.
Yeah, I like them.
Not my favorite.
You know what? They got to be homemade.
And they got to be soft.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Pretty much any cookie.
Well, that's true. Anything other than that. But homemade, pretty much. And who decided to do that fork thing?
I don't know.
But see, you know
I like
I mean?
It. Yeah.
Everybody knows what that is.
That's right. It's National Nursing Assistance Day. It's Red Rose Day. It's National Jerky Day. We may look into that.
Mm.
Yeah, I know. But just think about it. See, it didn't say beef jerky.
Turkey jerky's good.
We'll look and see what else.
Deer jerky's good.
A little thing called Bonnaroo, that music and arts festival in Manchester, Tennessee. There's about 7 million people show up at that.
Ish.
What?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
But a lot of people do.
I know.
Yeah.
It's a lot of people getting muddy.
Yeah, that's it. All right. It's, we got for birthdays too.
Kendra Wilkinson is 29. Dave Franco, 29, the brother of James. Adriana Lima is 33, Brazilian Victoria's Secret supermodel.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny Wayne Shepherd, who I like a lot, is 37. Jason Mewes is 40. He was Jay from Jay and Silent Bob. Jaylee Harrison is 56. She was one of the Three's Company blondes, because I think there was like four eventually. Scott Thompson's 55 from Kids in the Hall, who's terribly funny. Timothy Busfield is 57. He was the redhead on 30-something. And then filled just a bunch of other roles, including Revenge of the Nerds. Bunny Carlos is 63 from Cheap Trick. Marv Albert, 73. Jim Neighbors, Gomer Pyle, is 84. And George Bush the Elder, 90 years old today. Happy birthday, President Bush.
There you go. All right. They'll be having, you know, cake and ice cream and stuff.
And funky, Vic Damone? And funky
did you say
socks.
Vic Damone?
No, I miss Vic Damone.
Vic Damone? Hello? Did you say Vic Damone?
No, I missed Vic Damone.
Vic Damone, 86.
I missed him.
Len Barry, 123.
Oh, wow.
Remember that?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
And today's the anniversary of Nicole Simpson and Ron Goldman being murdered. It was 20 years ago today. Where were you when you were?
Coming back from summer camp.
Is that right?
Yep.
I don't remember that was it the day after that they did the slow speed chase?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the thing I remember.
Yeah. Okay, that's what I'm remembering.
Yeah, that's it. So so you were coming home from camp, so you weren't able to watch it on television, huh?
No, we heard it on the radio.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, on the road.
Good answer.
Yeah, that was good. We were sitting in Landry's restaurant watching that go on. Oh,
wow. I've got a bizarre one on that one.
Oh.
My truck had broken down, right. And a buddy took me, and he had a battery-powered television. Remember those?
Oh, wow.
For camping?
Oh, goodness, yes.
And he brought it with him so we could keep that on while we were wrenching on my truck in some parking lot because we wanted to know what was going to happen.
Well, you know, but for his part, at least, O.J. currently looking for the real killer in Nevada's Lovelock Correctional Center.
So. Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so the scandal surrounding the VA is not making Americans feel more confident about Obamacare. According to a brand-new Fox News poll, now less than a third of voters believes that the government will do a better job with Obamacare than the VA did managing care for our vets. Over half believe it won't. Now, meanwhile, a majority regrets that Obamacare ever passed, and more voters say that the country is worse off under this law. If only people would just listen to me, we'd be so much better off. 55-38% margin, people wish Obamacare had never been passed and that the 2009 system was still in place. Well, here's an option for you. It's called Vote for Conservatives, a solution that the country will benefit from.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, not all clouds are created equal. Do you back up all that important data that's on your computer at home, at work? Well, all that information can be sent to a cloud, but you need the proper backup. And that's where Carbonite Cloud Backup comes in. Carbonite is the comprehensive solution for backing up all of your important files. Now, it backs up your files to a cloud automatically whenever you are connected to the internet. Now, whether you're backing up one computer at home and all the computers and servers at your small business. And the best part, Carbonite does all of this at a very, very affordable price. No hidden fees, great value for the important backup that all of your computers need. Plus, Carbonite is secure. It's easy to set up. You set it, forget it, and it restores files very quickly. Now, that's why you need to get Carbonite right now. It's the best cloud for your computer files. You got to protect this important data. Go to Carbonite.com today. Type in the offer code Hannity. You get a free trial. That means no credit card required. And if you do subscribe, you get 2 free bonus months. Just go to Carbonite.com. Offer code Hannity. If you have a computer, you need Carbonite.com today.
Right now and all year long, the official site for Aggie Athletics is AggieAthletics.com. The latest releases, video clips, interviews, player and coaches' profiles, results, statistics, schedules, it's all there. For ticket sales and information, go to this official site and click on tickets, AggieAthletics.com. Texas A&M Athletics also has 2 ticket phone numbers, locally in Bryan College Station, 845-2311. Out of town, the AT&T toll-free ticket hotline at 1-888-99-AGGIE. Come join us for a game.
I remember the look on our kids' faces when I told them we were going to Schlitterbahn. You'd think I just told them that school was canceled forever. I remember how excited our 10-year-old got when he saw the miles of tube chutes and slides, the waves in the rivers, and thrilling adventures. Our teenage daughter was so excited she even forgot that her cell phone was stashed in a locker. And believe me, that's saying a lot. I remember the whole family sharing tubes and holding on for the ride. That's right. My kids were actually sharing. Even my husband was laughing like a kid again. And that was just when he found out that parking was free. We shared a lot of fun on our family vacation to Schlitterbahn. And I'll hold on to the memories forever.
Hold on to your family and summer fun at Schlitterbahn Water Parks. With unique experiences in New Braunfels, Galveston Island, and South Padre Island, there's something for everyone. Purchase tickets, make resort reservations, and view water park schedules at Schlitterbahn.com.
It's the hottest, coolest time in Texas. We're going to Schlitterbahn.
6:21, News Talk 1620 WTAW. God, this is sad they have to do a story about this, but state biologists are reminding people not to touch moose calves. Moose calves. Not that part of their leg, talking about the little ones, okay?
Oh, that makes more sense.
Yeah. Who try to take them home as pets.
They grow up so fast.
Yeah, exactly. And they become really not domesticated. Following a string of incidents involving people handling the animals, including one household that had a calf in the living room as if it was a puppy. Okay, moose are being born in Alaska this time of year, and so biologists are saying people should just leave them alone, even if they seem to be abandoned by their mothers. Most of the time, the moms eventually return for their young. In a recent case, a calf was put in a backyard dog run with a collar around its neck. Another calf taken into a home in Wasilla, right by her kitchen. You know, that woman who used to be. Yeah. Anyway, last week, somebody tackled a calf at Anchorage in an Anchorage mobile home park, tied it with an electrical cord to the pole just to keep it there. Yeah, I know. Some encounters like this do cause the calves to end up being taken to zoos or wildlife centers. Taking an animal into captivity is dangerous. It's illegal. It can lead to the animals being injured. I mean, it's like we had this. We were talking about the story yesterday in the Eagle, where you have to explain to people that the city of College Station cannot block the sale of the land from Lintec to Blinn.
Right.
Okay? They can't do that.
Right.
Hate that you have to tell them that.
Yes.
Same story here. Hate you have to tell them. Leave them alone. They're wild animals. I know they may look. They don't even look adorable. I mean, you know, a moose is not a. Is not.
I don't
an
know. Have you seen young meese?
No, I haven't.
Mises is cute. Mises.
When you're ready to sell your home, they're ready to save you money at 12 Realty, home of the unique flat fee listing. That's right. They offer sellers a flat fee, along with full brokerage services and the power of the MLS. They're founded on integrity, informed by expertise, and driven by innovation. When you combine it all, 12 Realty is the go-to option for sellers. For comprehensive residential and commercial real estate solutions, contact 12 Realty, home of the unique flat fee listing. Learn more at 12realty.com.
AT&T says it needs DirecTV. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. AT&T says its proposed acquisition of DirecTV is necessary. In a public interest statement to regulators, the telecommunications giant says completing the deal and bundling services is the only way the two companies can compete with Comcast and Time Warner Cable. Target shareholders rejected the advice of a proxy advisory team and approved all 10 nominees to the retailer's board. Advisors said the majority of the directors should be ousted after thousands of Target customers had their credit card numbers stolen in a massive data breach last year. Consumer Reports does not have many good things to say about portable air conditioners. Testers say portables are not a good alternative to window units and should be considered the air conditioners of last resort. All of the units tested struggled to bring down room temperatures to comfortable levels. Stock market futures are slightly higher this hour. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
A smartphone is a pretty harmless device, unless you take one outside the U.S. without T-Mobile. Binging quietly on emails and GPS coordinates, it might run your data tab into the thousands. Smart business travelers choose T-Mobile's Simple Choice for Business plan, with unlimited global data in over 100 countries at no extra charge.
Qualifying service and capable device required. Standard speeds approximately 128 kilobytes per second. No tethering. See T-Mobile.com for full feature terms and included destinations.
What if you could reverse diabetes? Well, there's a special free video you need to watch. Diabetic11.com. Diabetic11.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. In this free video, Diabetic11.com gives three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control, and the best part is the main ingredient is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself right now at Diabetic11.com. That's Diabetic11.com.
I remember the moment. I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Good morning. It's 626, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. About a 20% chance of showers today, during the day. Now, high is 93, but the heat index could be as high as 101. So be aware of that if you have to be outside. 50% chance of showers tonight. Some of them could be severe. Then tomorrow will probably not be quite as warm, probably about 90 or so, maybe not even that, about 30% chance of showers, then a 20% on Friday night. And then on Saturday, we're looking at sunny skies, 91, 92, 93, all the way through Tuesday or Wednesday next week. Right now, the winds are out of the south at 12. There is some rain, but it's good distance away, at least about 225 miles away right now. But it is kind of moving in this direction, so we'll see what happens. Winds from the south at 12, like I say, 85% relative humidity, overcast skies. We are at 78 degrees.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zorneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Zorneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturday, 9 to 1.
What's the one thing parents can do to help their children lose weight and stay slim? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by Opus. Good times await you with the new Opus season. Get all the season info and order your single and season tickets now at mscopus.org. If you have a lot of credit card debt, let me ask you something. What if there was a way for you to once and for all get out of debt? I mean, really get out of debt without a lot of hassle and no huge fees. Well, there is. You see, Family Financial Education Foundation, a nonprofit agency, has a program that can lower your payments, lower your interest rates, stop the collection calls, and get you out of debt. And Family Financial will do all the work. They'll negotiate with your creditors. They'll handle everything. All you have to do is call to get things started. There's no obligation. Remember, they're a nonprofit agency. There's no hard sell here. Just great advice and friendly service. If all that debt is weighing heavy on you, let Family Financial lift the burden. Call today, 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Family Financial has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt. Call 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. One reason so many kids are overweight is because their parents let them eat whatever they want.
I get so many parents, and they're like, he'll eat too much, he eats too much. I'm like, yeah, well, if it's cheese puffs and pizza, of course, but I've never had a kid come in with a stomachache from eating too many Brussels sprouts or carrots or apples.
Dr. Patricia Reba, author of the book Fit Kids Revolution, says a lot of parents are afraid to serve their kids a lot of healthy food for fear they just won't eat it.
God forbid a child skipped a meal or didn't eat everything that you served them. And yes, they're not going to eat 100% of what you serve them. Thank goodness. They need to learn to listen to their tummies and eat when they're hungry. When we eat with our eyes, we tend to eat too much and we tend to eat the wrong kinds of foods. So if those foods are not available, then they'll tend to eat what they need.
If parents did just one thing to help kids stay slim and lose weight, it's to eliminate sugary juice and soda and add more fruits and vegetables.
My first two patients that lost 95 pounds in 9 months, the big changes they made is they got the sugary drinks out of the house and they started adding fruits and vegetables. And so that's when I realized that that's the key to it.
Dr. Reba says shaming kids about being overweight always makes matters worse.
It's interesting. They did a study on teen girls, and they found that even if the girl was normal weight, if she perceives herself to be overweight or obese, she would become overweight or obese. So we've got these children that are walking around feeling bad about their weight, even if they don't have a weight problem.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Good times await you with the new Opus Intimate Gathering season. Order season tickets now and see these five events for as little as $138. The Swingle Singers, the Capitol Steps, the Five Browns Holiday, In the Heat of the Night, and the Great Gatsby. The Intimate Gathering series is sponsored by Sterling Auto Group, Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate, and Carbach Brewing Company. Season and single tickets on sale now. Call 845-1234.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mara Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to maraeyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Patrick Ziner. More administrative changes have taken place at College Station City Hall. City Manager Kelly Templin announced Wednesday Assistant Manager Kathy Merrill retired last month. Filling that position will be Police Chief Jeff Capps, who's been with the department for 22 years. Capps starts his new job on June 30th, supervising the police and fire departments, intergovernmental relations, community services, human resources, and emergency operations. Assistant Police Chief Scott McCullum will lead city law enforcement on an interim basis. Earlier this year, Templin promoted Jeff Kirsten to another assistant city manager position and Chuck Gilman to deputy city manager. Bryan police are searching for suspects in two firearm-related incidents that took place Tuesday night. Officer Kelly McKeithen says multiple gunshots were fired near a roundabout at College Main and Old College.
When officers arrived on the scene, they saw the male that was described in the call, and they attempted to stop that person, and he ran from the police. So when they caught up to him, they immediately observed that he had received a gunshot wound to a non-vital area, and immediately called an ambulance to come transport him to St. Joseph Hospital.
McKeithen says drugs were recovered from the victim at the hospital and a gun was found on a sweep of the scene. 20 minutes later, a suspect walked into Woody's on South College with his face covered and holding a handgun. McKeithen says the man left immediately after seeing the clerk. Suspect descriptions in both cases are online at WTAW.com. Nearly two-thirds of job growth in the United States over the last 25 years has come from small businesses. That was among the observations by the keynote speaker at Wednesday's Bryan Rotary Club Newman 10 Awards luncheon. Randy Hale is a Bryan native who leads a Houston-based investors group where he currently sits on the boards of 10 private companies and has served more than 30 others. Hale challenged the small business owners to expand their moat.
Your moat could be intellectual property, a patent. It could be a brand that everybody recognizes. It could be government permits that allow you to operate and do things that others can't do. It could be a technical expertise, superior service, superior sales organization, geographic footprint that gives you an advantage over others. There's a number of things that could make up your moat. The main thing is that you need to determine what those things are, invest time and money in it, and nurture it on a regular basis.
This year's winners of the fastest growing small business in the Brazos Valley is Schaefer Custom Homes. Online at WTAW.com is the complete winner's list. The political domino effect of House Majority Leader Eric Cantor's primary loss has already started. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan has already heard from colleagues interested in future leadership positions after Cantor leaves office.
I've already gotten two calls and a couple of text messages, some as late as midnight last night, saying, hey, would you support me for this position or that position? The jockeying has already started for new majority leader, and then, if the whip moves up, and you got people jockeying for whip, and interesting times.
Flores says he was surprised about Cantor's defeat.
He's really a good conservative guy. I mean, he's not one of the so-called rhino type folks. He is very conservative. He may have gotten a little too far out in front of the skis on immigration, particularly with respect to how to deal with the Dreamers. But, other than that, he's a very conservative guy.
Another Texas congressman, Pete Sessions, has indicated his interest in becoming House Majority Leader. A third, Jeb Henserling, says he's, quoting, prayerfully considering the best way to serve. There's been a shakeup in the Wendy Davis for governor campaign. She's selected a Texan and member of the State House of Representatives to take over as campaign manager. Rice University political science chair Mark Jones says making State Representative Chris Turner the campaign manager made sense as Davis finds herself down 12 points to Greg Abbott in the polls.
If you're going to replace somebody at this stage, you needed somebody who you already knew, who knew Texas and who didn't need to be brought up to speed. Among the options, Turner seems one of the more solid ones compared to any other option that Davis had.
Davis thanked her outgoing campaign manager, Karen Johansson. Davis says they've raised more money for more donors and have more volunteers than any candidate ever in Texas. An anchor that may have been part of one of the earliest ships to hit the Americas will be tested in Texas.
The anchor was found 6 years ago in Puget Sound, north of Seattle, and may have been from one of the earliest ships to explore the waters of the Great Northwest. The 900-pound anchor might be one lost by a ship that accompanied the HMS Discovery as British explorer George Vancouver charted the West Coast in 1792. The anchor now being shipped to Texas A&M in College Station, where experts are going to try to determine whether it really is the anchor lost 222 years ago. Matt Thomas, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 6:35 at 78 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Mar Ice Center. More at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Folks at David Gardner's remind you that June is a big month for weddings. And you know, through logic, June is also a big month for wedding anniversaries. So if you're looking for an anniversary gift, you know, David Gardner's is the good place to get started on that. Because no matter what you are looking for as far as the style of jewelry, probably is in the display cases or has been created for one of the customers at David Gardner's, they customize that to make it just the way that you'd like it. If you have a design that you'd like to have done for a special occasion coming down the road, then they can create that for you. Father's Day's coming up. Show of hands, dads with a desire for a Rolex. That would make it a Father's Day to remember. But no matter what it is, remember that David Gardner's has been making jewelry for folks for 30 years all over the Brazos Valley and beyond, and they can do the exact same thing for you. Go see what they have already in there from David, his designers, and then other designers as well. And by the way, speaking of that June and wedding thing where Aggies get engaged, it's a special website that has to do with answering all the questions that guys or gals may have about that whole process of jewelry and engagement rings and how that all works. And, you know, for guys, it's pretty straightforward. We don't know anything. Go to the homepage, you land right there, and there's a his side and a her side. You click on the appropriate side, and you can get the information that you want from your friends at David Gardner's, 911 University Drive.
Hall of Fame coach R.C. Slocum on why people like Caldwell Country.
We have a team atmosphere out here. People work together, and the number one thing that we want to do is please the customer. Oh, I think this is an unusual dealership because you don't get the pressure, the high-pressure sales deal you get a lot. The people here are friendly. Come in, look around. We can help you. Let us know. We want you to feel good, look around, see what we have, and see if we can make a good deal for you.
Caldwell Country Chevrolet and Rockdale Country Ford. Just a conversation away.
6:38, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for 38 years. Make it 28 years, but it's a long time, too. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Partly sunny days shaping up for the region. We'll see whether or not a frontal system to our north can trigger a shower or a thunderstorm this afternoon. It's doing so in the central part of the state already. High temperatures today should be on the order of 90 to 95. There could be a shower or a thunderstorm tonight. Lows will be falling back to 75. Sun and clouds tomorrow, the risk of a thunderstorm near 90. Partly cloudy, 75 tomorrow night. Saturday will be sunny with highs around 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at a ton of stuff. If you're a sports fan, today is your day. You've got the start of the U.S. Open, the NBA Finals, and the World Cup, which is the biggest sporting event on the planet, plus the NCAA Track and Field Championships, which the Aggies are doing quite well in already. We'll have all that and more coming up in sports in about 12 minutes.
Yeah, they've been there before. they know how to do that.
And according to Pat Henry, he still gets nervous.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, that's probably good. That's, team track is pretty interesting stuff because all it takes is, you know, a drop baton, somebody stepping out of a lane, some disqualification, you don't make it through the prelims like you thought, and the whole deal could change for you. Of course, it can happen to the other teams, too. So, we're talking this morning in Patrick's newscast about Eric Cantor and, of course, Bill Flores' comments. Jamie Dupree writing this morning said, leadership elections in the Congress are a weird thing. Lawmakers are all well known for lying to each other, promising to support several people for the same job, but, of course, only voting for one of those candidates. If they look you in the eye and tell you they won't vote for you, then you should believe them, says a smiling Lynn Westmoreland, who's a Republican of Georgia. Republicans will vote next week on that replacement for Cantor as majority leader. And right now, Kevin McCarthy, he's a Republican from California. Yes, they do have Republicans elected out there. Currently, the majority whip would be seen to have the edge over Pete Sessions from Texas. But there's a week to go. It's I made it clear I'm not going to make any commitments to anybody, at least this week, says Bill Posey, who's a Republican of Florida. You mentioned Jeb Hensarling, who's an Aggie, and he may be in that running as well. So it's kind of like a popularity contest. Student council, if you will.
Yeah, I'd go farther than just kind of.
Yeah,
that's exactly what it is.
Student council in Washington.
I know how crazy it is. I've seen House of Cards.
Yeah, exactly. Let's talk about that. And, you know, the other thing is, you know, I mean, the body's not even cold yet.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I mean, you talk about moving on. Do you think he gets his phone calls returned today? I mean, you know, if he's even back. I mean, it was just Tuesday. And the deal is, I mean, he lost by a ton now. We're looking at this.
Yeah.
I mean, this thing wasn't even close.
Well, even Bratt didn't expect to win.
Yeah.
His campaign manager was headed back home.
Oh, wait, turn around, come back.
Well, it was, in terms of spending, it was like $2 million versus
$200,000. Yeah, it's just,
and this professor just clubbed him.
He did. It's still a long way until 2016 in the White House run, but a new Gallup poll shows the Hillsters' poll numbers slipping a bit.
Well, of course they are. She's too busy working and making working
that's
hard.
Right.
I'm
yeah,
sorry.
That's
she's
right.
working
how
hard.
Gonna, how are they going to get any higher?
Well, yeah. Yeah, because the more she talks.
Yeah.
54% of U.S. Americans view her favorably. That's down from 59 just in past February. Now, by party, she's fine with the Democrats. You know, she's went from 88 to 90%.
Oh, they would get higher.
Yeah, well, okay. But dropped among the Republicans. Like, that matters. I mean, it says here that it was at 29%. You can't tell me 29% of Republicans wanted her, unless it was up against having Obama for a third term. You know, then they might go for it. Anyhow, so that's what happens. And then there was yesterday. Oh, she's in Chicago, okay? She's there for a book signing deal. And, of course, she's there with the Romster and all that.
You write about Rom in the book. I asked him not to read it before we sat and did our interview. But it was in the very first chapter, a chapter I rightly call Team of Rivals.
Uh-huh.
Because that's what it was in the beginning.
Uh-huh.
A senator from Illinois
uh-huh.
ran against a senator from New York.
Uh-huh.
Just as had happened way back with a senator from Illinois named Lincoln and a senator from New York named Seward. And it turned out the same way.
No, it didn't. No. Aside from the fact that you were wrong about both people, it was just exactly correct. Because Abe Lincoln, you know.
Except for that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Except also the guy that he ran against was Stephen Douglas. Okay, for president, not Seward. Seward happened to be in his cabinet, okay?
I have to abstain from laughing. I'm not a history buff.
That's okay, but aside from getting them both wrong, she was all right, okay? She had two facts in there, and they were both wrong. But aside from that, it was just perfect. It was a great story. Thanks a lot for doing that. Oh, let's see what else we got going on. So Chuck Hagel sat down yesterday for some questioning from the House Armed Services Committee. I turned the TV on to try to watch some of that. But the problem is, before each member of the committee gets down to asking questions, they got to bloviate a little bit. You know
that
I mean?
That is the perfect word, because I watched part of it too, and it's like, just shut up and ask him the question.
And after, you know, after somebody, I just turned it off. I went, look, you know, I'll see the sound bites in the news later on, or I'll see it online, but I'm just, you know. Now, one other little takeaway from the Eric Cantor loss to Brad, discussion yesterday on MSNBC. Okay. Now, Chris Matthews defends the Tea Party. Now, here's what happened. Ronan Farrow, okay, he called David Bratt's brazen intellectualism as something that made him so far off the palate for regular people that it just wouldn't work.
Brazen intellectualism.
So yeah, because he's smart, we're not going to like him?
And Matthew said, well, first of all, I don't think you can assume that the liberals are smarter than the conservative professors, okay? He said, I think that's crazy talk, and it's exactly the kind of attitude that conservatives can't stand. Then he said, this looking down our noses at Tea Party people has got to stop. They have a message They are as American as any liberal is, and they're really angry about the failure to the system. We can't control the deficit. We can't control the debt. We can't control the border. What's government good at? End quote. That's Chris Matthews, tingle up his leg or whatever it was.
Fighting wars is what the U.S. government's good at.
Well, but he's talking about, I guess that's probably right. That's it. Anyhow, so we'll see. But that's when you got Chris Matthews saying that, I found that to be rather interesting.
Oh, absolutely.
Anyway,
the whole U.S. government has turned into the Peter Principle.
Oh, sure.
Everybody has been promoted to a level of incompetence in such a way that it's just everything has fallen apart. I know I sound kind of like Glenn Beck, but it's just all of it is just a pile of misery.
I know it was Matthews, but I don't think this Brat guy's a Tea Party guy.
No.
He's not what some would call the establishment Republican, but I don't think he was backed by anyone because no one thought he would win.
I think that what happened is that Bill Flores spoke to it somewhat, not quite as pointedly as some people did, that Eric Cantor was so concerned about climbing the leadership ladder in Virginia that they kind of went, hey, wait a minute. We're the ones who sent you. We can take you out. And so they did.
And that's why federalism works.
So there, who says you're not a history buff? No, you know exactly what we're talking about.
Hey, folks,
here.
How's your lawn looking? Neighbors jealous? Well, they can be. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. With ABC's year-round lawn mowing and care program, the lawns we manage in Aggieland are consistently healthy. Our economical program uses efficient, slow-release turf enrichment products, great equipment, and our routes are staffed with skilled crews. That means a great-looking lawn at a great price. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Consider your landscape to be another room of your house. Think of it as an extension of your living room or den, the master bedroom or your dining room or even the kitchen. We've moved into our landscapes as never before. In fact, our gardens have become the scenes of many of our most important events, from weddings and receptions to graduation celebrations and parties of all other sorts. We're in the peak season for these festivities, so lay your plans and your plantings accordingly. I'll be back with details. Landscapes are for living right after this message. It's very important to fertilize during the summer months when southern grasses are growing actively. They need the nutrients. Scott's Green Max Southern Lawn Fertilizer is an ideal summer food because of its 2-in-1 formulation. Its high nitrogen content strengthens your grass during the summer, and the added iron is an essential minor element that enhances the natural greening. Green Max contains slow-release nitrogen for even feeding, so it won't burn your lawn, and that's guaranteed. It's kid and pet friendly, so your family can come back into the lawn area right after you apply it. Apply Scott's Green Max Lawn Fertilizer anytime to any grass type for a thick, healthy lawn and quick green up. You can feed every 8 to 10 weeks for the best lawn. Well-fed lawns sustain heat and drought better than unfed lawns. You'll find all Scott's products at your local Lowe's store. This week at Lowe's, purchase both Scott's Green Max and Ortho's Bug Be Gone. Save 20% off the regular retail price. Go to scotts.com for more information on Green Max. As you plan your landscape for entertaining, allow ample space and comfortable space. Figure 100 square feet of patio space per family member, more if you entertain freely. Choose a hard surface that'll be smooth under table and chair legs and that will drain quickly following showers. Plant shade trees off to the sides to cut the late afternoon heat, or build an attractive cover with its slats running north to south for more even shading. Keep shrubs pruned to allow ample air movement, and install a ceiling fan if you have a weatherproof covering. On a more immediate note, if you're trying to fix the backyard up for an event that's just a couple of months down the road, mow and trim things carefully. Fertilize all the plants to encourage a burst of new growth. tend to any pest problems so the plants will look fresh. If you need new shrubs, ground covers, or annuals, plant larger container-grown specimens. They give a more immediate impact. They stand up to the summer and early fall heat much better than smaller one-gallon stalk, for example. Probably the best way to spruce up a backyard in a hurry is with attractive annual color. No matter what the season, there are plants that will bloom in all its adversities. Choose plants that are growing vigorously. If they're already in flower, they may stall out and set no more buds. So choose from 4-inch or larger containers and buy plants that have been growing in the same type of lighting you'll be able to provide for them once you get them home. For summer color, choose from firebush, copper plants, moss rose, hybrid purslane, trailing lantanas, fanflower, that's cavola, also purple fountain grass, esperanza, tropical hibiscus, pentas, sun-tolerant coleus. Oh, and you might also want angelonia. What a beautiful plant that is. For shade, caladiums, coleus, begonias, flowering tobacco, and impatiens. You can also add some great fall color out of transplants that you set out in about a month. Reserve a few annuals to plant into pots. Large decorative pots give a quick pickup to their surroundings. You might even buy a few large hanging baskets and fill them with color. Choose also plants that are fragrant. Moon vines and moonflowers both perfume their surroundings. So will some types of Nicotiana flowering tobacco and many of the tropical vines classed as types of jasmine. Landscape lighting adds a great touch, and you may even want to build in a kitchen outdoors. I'm Neil Sperry. Crepe myrtle, stars of the summer in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy, and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:51. Today is a sports fan's dream. The U.S. opens today in Pinehurst, North Carolina. Game 4 of the NBA Finals is set this evening in Miami, and soccer kicks off the World Cup in Brazil. But we're going to start with the Aggies at the NCAA Track and Field Championships. A&M's first points came in the championships, were picked up by men's pole vaulter Chance Wolf. He picked up a respectable fifth, clearing 18 feet. The Aggies also advanced with 8 entries to the finals during the semifinal races yesterday. Dion Lindor led A&M in the 400-meter semifinals race, while Shamir Little improved her career best in the 400-meter hurdles. Zach Taylor sat down with head coach Pat Henry and asked if, after so many years and so much success and so many national championships, if he still got nervous before the big meets.
Oh, yeah. When I stop getting nervous, I'll quit. You know, seriously, I mean, when it's time to run, it's time to do the things that we do, I get butterflies. I mean, my palms are sweaty, and it's been 42 years of that. So I'm serious about that, though. Mm-hmm. When that emotion is gone from me, that spreads to my athletes, too, and that's part of it.
Semifinal races today include 200-meter, 110 hurdles, and the 4x400-meter relay. Texas A&M sophomore A.J. Minter has earned an invitation to compete for a roster spot on the nation's premier summer collegiate team, as the left-hander has been welcomed to take part in the USA Baseball Collegiate National Training Camp. Camp starts on June the 19th. In the NHL Championship,
St. Louis drops it. Now a shot pass. Tip score! Derek Stepan with a shot pass. Martez St. Louis was off to the right of quick. He got a piece of it. And the veteran forward has given New York a 2-0 lead.
That turned out to be the game winner for Martin St. Louis. Henrik Lundqvist stood on his head and made 40 saves for the New York Rangers, and they avoided the 4-game sweep in the Stanley Cup Finals by downing the Los Angeles Kings 2-1. Lundqvist was perfect while the Rangers were outshot 15-1 in the third period. World Cup starts today at 3 o'clock. Host Brazil will be taking on Croatia. The United States plays Ghana that game Monday, June 16th at 5 o'clock. In Major League Baseball, the Texas Rangers denied Miami's bid for a record interleague winning streak.
Struck him out swinging and the ball game's over. Jimenez lobs down to first to complete the strikeout on a pitch in the dirt. Darvish has his first Major League complete game. The Rangers have a 6-0 win.
Rangers have the night off. They'll head to Seattle for a 9 o'clock start tomorrow night. Dallas Keuchel pitched 8 strong innings, and the Houston Astros beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 5-1. Keuchel won for the 6th time in 7 starts, and here's Stro skipper Bo Porter on his starter.
When you look at his pitch selection, I think he does a tremendous job of inducing weak contact. I think he does a good job. It's not just, when I say command, it's not just throwing strikes. I think he has a great sense of command as far as getting guys to swing at the pitch he wants them to swing at. And like I said, it speaks to just the season in which he's having.
The Stros are in Arizona again tonight to wrap up the 4th game of the 4-game series. First pitch scheduled for 7:10. The Brazos Valley Bombers are coming off a four-game road swing. They get a four-game homestand with their first matchup of the season against the Texas Marshals. Pre-game schedule for that one at 6:45. The first pitch at 7 was Zach Taylor, and you can catch that on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. In the NBA Finals, Game 4 is tonight in Miami. San Antonio leads the series 2-1, just exactly like it was last year. Spurs guard Tony Parker, however, said they don't really think much about last year.
To be honest with you, we didn't even talk about it, you know, Game 6 and 7. You know, the only time Pop reminded us of that, it was day one in training camp. That's why I don't like revenge. You know, it's a rematch, you know, and we're playing a great team. They're the two-time champs. We have the best record on the road, and we love playing on the road. Sometimes I feel like we play better on the road than at home. And so hopefully, you know, we can keep playing well.
They'll tip things off tonight at 8 o'clock. And finally, the U.S. Open is underway at Pinehurst. The par 70 course covers more than 7,500 yards and has been renovated since the last U.S. Open that was played there in 2005. Justin Rose won his first major championship in last year's U.S. Open, finishing two strokes better than Phil Mickelson and Jason Day. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
John Deere EasyTrack zero-turn mowers are designed to get the job done, and at Sioux Falls Prater, they're more affordable than you think. Just look at the Z445 with either 48 or 54-inch deck and a 4-year, 300-hour limited warranty. You can now mow with confidence well into the future. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere right for you and take advantage of limited-time offers, or see us online at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford. Hour limitations apply and may vary by model. See the limited warranty for new John Deere commercial and consumer equipment at johndeere.com for details.
Premium chocolates and pastries made in the heart of downtown Bryan. Come experience the Chocolate Gallery.
Indulge in edible works of art like designer cupcakes and cookies, handmade chocolate truffles, bars, and bonbons.
And for a perfect summer treat, cool off with a cup or cone of handmade Italian gelato or dairy-free sorbet.
The Chocolate Gallery freshly prepares different flavors all the time, so find your favorite.
The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes, open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan. Visit bcschocolategallery.com.
You know, Acme Glass has been around for 65 years. The Moorheads started that business up, and, you know, it's continued with the Moorhead family still running it, still making sure that you have your glass needs met when you need them. Now, I had to get some glass replaced in a house not too long ago. Made a call. Took about 5 minutes to get the appointment set up. The workman was there when he said he would be, did the work that he needed to, up and out of my way so that I could continue doing other stuff in the house, and they had once again done exactly what I needed at a reasonable price, and they responded just when they said they would. And I say that because, you know, you end up having the frustration of dealing with a company that you've never dealt with before who doesn't understand the importance of customer service. Well, you know, Acme Glass has been around for 65 years, and it's based on having a product that you can get a lot of places, but the difference is customer service. So when you need glass or you want glass, why not call on the 65-year experience that you'll find with Acme Glass? Two locations here in town, in downtown Bryan on Main Street, across from the main entrance at A&M, Acme Glass.
Dixie Tire Company in downtown Bryan has the best set of tires to fit your vehicle and your pocketbook. For a complete line of tires in stock, stop by Dixie Tire Company on William Joel Bryant or call them at 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
Premium chocolates and pastries made in the heart of downtown Bryan. Come experience the Chocolate Gallery.
Indulge in edible works of art like designer cupcakes and cookies, handmade chocolate truffles, bars, and bonbons.
And for a perfect summer treat, cool off with a cup or cone of handmade Italian gelato or dairy-free sorbet.
The Chocolate Gallery freshly prepares different flavors all the time, so find your favorite.
The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes, open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan. Visit bcschocolategallery.com.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW, you hate somebody in Tennessee today, I'm just letting you know. $257 million Powerball lottery. One winning ticket sold in Tennessee. The winning numbers, I'm not even going to do them. because you didn't have
them. I was going to say, just rub it in.
There were no match five winners player, no match five winners that would get $2 million per player. But there were four $1 million match, and none of them around here. So we start all over again with, I don't know, some measly, I don't even know where it starts. $6-8 million, something like that. Anyway, so there you go. If you wasted $2, sucker. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Look for a high temperature today. probably about 93. That's not the deal. The heat index may be as high as 101, so be prepared for that because the humidity is going to be up. We do have a 50% chance of possibly severe showers tonight. 79 now. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.